80% of people in arts fear controversial opinions risk professional ostracism. By Victoria Friedman on February 22, 2020. More than 8 in 10 people working in culture and the arts feel those with controversial opinions risk professional ostracism. The Freedom of Expression Survey commissioned by Arts Professional magazine found in its research of 500 professionals that more than 80% thought that workers in the arts and cultural sector who share controversial opinions risk being professionally ostracized. This has resulted in arts sector workers self-censoring around colleagues or bosses if their views are considered politically incorrect or express support for Brexit. Even thought a majority of the voting public backed it. Non-liberal progressive views on sex, religion, and sexuality were also considered forbidden. Responses were anonymous. One said in the survey, "Our arts, culture, and indeed education sectors are supposed to be fearlessly free-thinking and open to a wide range of challenging views. However, they are now dominated by a monolithic politically correct class, mostly of privileged white middle-class people, by the way, who impose their intolerant views across those sectors. This is driving people who disagree away. Risks increasing support for the very things this culturally dominant class professes to stand against. And is slowly destroying our society and culture from the inside." The findings were published after last month's high-profile attempt to cancel British actor Lawrence Fox, who challenged progressive orthodoxy on the BBC's Question Time program. Dubbed the anti-woke crusader by Breitbart London's James Dalrymple on the journalist Dalingpod show, Mr. Fox further committed the cardinal sins in the entertainment industry of speaking favorably about Brexit and coming out as pro-Trump. Cancel culture is also prevalent in academia, where figures on both the left and right are being deplatformed for failing to have sufficiently woke views. Oxford Brookes University cancelled the speech in November by feminist artist Rachel Lara because she was deemed transphobic. The Open University in Milton Keynes cancelled the conference on prison reform after threats from transsexual activists over the proposed policy of separating biologically male prisoners claiming to be female from women. Cambridge University cancelled a pro-Brexit lecture in November because it was deemed to not be mainstream and could make people feel uncomfortable. Cambridge had also rescinded several months earlier the visiting fellowship of Canadian clinical psychologist Jordan Peterson after complaints from the students' union. Recent surveys also found that Brexiteer students feel unable to express their opinions in a classroom setting, whilst another found that conservative students likewise feel the same need to self-censor. Even private citizens expressing opinions on important cultural issues are not immune to the creeping infringement on free speech, the cornerstone of Western democracy. Last week saw former police officer Harry Miller win a high court case against Humberside Police over his right to tell jokes about transgenderism. The series of events began when a police officer called Mr. Miller to check his thinking after his tweets were reported and classified as a non-crime hate incident. Reports revealed that nearly 120,000 non-crime hate incidents had been recorded by 34 police teams across England and Wales between 2014 to 2019, with more than 3,300 recorded in a database by Police Scotland in the same time frame, with the non-crimes in question including offensive jokes. Watch a clip from James Dalrymple's interview with Lawrence Fox below, and see the full interview on the Dalingpod here.